Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Golf, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna be needing me and Dauber for anything this weekend?
Well, I'm gonna be with Christine all weekend. I can't imagine why I need you guys.
All right, we're going.
Going where?
Luther won an exciting weekend for two at Lake Bemidji.
Huh. Actually, it's for me and Mrs. Van Dam, but since there isn't one, I'm taking Dauber.
One of those come-ons for a timeshare real estate deal. All they want you to do is get you up there so they can pressure you into buying 1 week a year at some crummy condo.
Well, I wouldn't mind going to Lake Bemidji for my vacation every year. Besides, we're just not going for the free weekend and the sales pitch. They also guarantee that we win one of three fabulous prizes.
You have won a motorhome or a 26-inch color television set or a set of fabulous stainless steel steak knives. Which one do you think you guys want?
Motorhome, we hope.
Yeah. Hey, Hayden. Would you mind taking care of my bird while I'm gone?
Oh, geez.
It's no trouble. It's just for a couple of days.
Well,
please.
Yeah, sure. All right. Just do me a favor, will you? When you guys go up there, just be careful. Don't let them talk into anything you don't want. Don't be gullible.
All right. Thanks, Aiden. That's good advice. Yeah.
So, Luth, where's the first place you're going to go in our motorhome?
Probably our condo in Lake Bemidji.
What is it?
6:45. You still in bed?
Yeah, well, you know what a sack hound I am on Saturday.
I'm about to hurry so we can get an early start to Lake Bemidji. Where do you want me to put everything?
Well, how much stuff did you bring?
A lot of stuff, Coach.
Wait a minute. I thought you said keeping this bird wasn't going to be any trouble.
No trouble. All you're going to have to do is feed him, clean his cage, and keep the humidity at a tropical 98%.
What?
You brought a humidifier.
Okay, this is his food. Now, here's what you do. You get him the light food in the morning and the dark food at night. And absolutely no in-between meal snacks. I don't care how much he squawks. And he squawks a lot. And these are his vitamins. You give them to him with this eyedropper.
Put vitamins in his eyes?
Of course not. You put it on his food.
Well, thank God.
You put the eye drops in his eyes.
Bet you didn't know taking care of a bird was this complicated. Did you, Coach?
Well, I thought I heard voices. What's going on?
Hi, Christine. You sleeping late, too, huh?
What?
Luther brought his bird by.
I just gave Hayden instructions.
Like flying a jet.
Oh, he's beautiful.
His name is Sunshine.
Name is Sunshine.
Oh, that's a cheery name. Hello, Sunshine.
I'm fired. No hope. I'm fired. Oh.
They don't really talk, you know. They just repeat what they hear.
How long have you had him?
48 years.
You're kidding.
Yeah. My dad gave him to me when I was 10 years old. Never forget, he said, son, someday there'll come a time I won't be around anymore, and I want you to have this bird to remember me by. Next day, he left.
I never heard that story before, Liz. What a nice gesture on your dad's part.
I didn't know birds like this lived that long.
Oh, yeah, they can live to be 100. That's why they're such great pets. You don't have to worry about losing them. Can I put him on your shoulder?
Hell no.
Might as well get used to it. He's going to have to be up there twice a day.
What?
You got to put him on his shoulder for a half hour twice a day or else he'll go berserk.
What do you mean, berserk?
You go berserk, cuckoo, nuts. You'll squawk his head off. You'll be hearing clear across the lake.
Well, you never told me that. I'm going to hate this.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to love it. Here. He'd give you a kiss if you want him to.
Well, I don't want him to.
God. I feel like an ad for rum.
I don't mean to rush, but we better get moving.
Hey, I really appreciate this, Hayden. I mean, the trip's going to be a lot easier knowing that Sunshine's in good hands. Here, give me a kiss. Daddy, you be good for Uncle Hayden. You be good for Uncle Hayden, okay?
Hey, you too. Would you just get the hell out of here, please?
Hey, listen, would you mind turning around so he doesn't actually see me leave?
Why?
Well, if he sees me leave, he's going to squawk his head off all day.
Oh, jeez.
Bye, Christine. Goodbye, Hayden. Well, it's 7 o'clock. Time to go to work.
Well, I am going to hate this.
I know you are. But I think it's really sweet of you to do this for Luther. You're probably the only person in the world he'd trust with this bird.
Oh, lucky me. Why don't you help me cram him back into his cage?
It hasn't been a half hour yet.
I don't care. I'm not walking around with a stinking parrot on my shoulder all day.
You don't want him squawking all day, do you?
No. Oh, man, this is going to be the worst weekend of my life. Christine, am I ever going to have a good weekend?
Why don't you go out and get the paper, and I'll start some pancakes. By the time they're ready, you can probably put him back in his cage.
Gee, I hate Luther's father. Wonder how the North Stars did last night.
Hayden.
What?
Where's Sunshine?
Huh? Oh, God!
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe he fell off when I bent down to get the paper. Oh, jeez, he's not out here.
Oh, you don't think he flew away, do you?
No, there he is. Oh. Here, Sunshine. Oh, no, he's flying away.
Hayden, he's flying away.
Sunshine, you get back here. Sunshine, come on, boy.
Hayden, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get dressed and chase him.
It's a green parrot. It answers to the name of Sunshine. Well, actually, that's not true. If you call out Sunshine, it flies away. So if you see it, just trap it. Don't say anything. Well, thank you very much for your help. Bye. Any luck?
Oh, we had such unbelievable luck. We saw a crested flycatcher, totally unique for this part of the country, an incredible specimen of a blue teal. An entire nest of bald eagles. Not rare, but always very exciting.
Stuart, I think she was asking if we found the parrot.
Oh, no.
So who are you calling?
Oh, just some of the families around the lake. I thought they could keep an eye out.
Yeah, well, they're not going to see anything now. It's too dark. God, I just hope for Luther's sake we find that bird tomorrow. He'll be devastated if anything happens to it.
Not to mention how bad your father's going to feel.
Yes! I hate that stupid bird.
Oh, there you are. I was starting to get worried about you.
Well, I tracked that bird over half this county. I've been up trees, across streams, on rooftops. The bird is gone.
Oh. I wouldn't give up hope, sir. The fortunate thing about the yellow-naped parrot is that they never fly great distances. Even in the wild, they'll stay in one small area their entire lives.
Well, thank you, Charles Darwin.
I was just offering an emotional branch for us all to cling to.
Is it possible he'd try to fly home?
To Brazil?
No, to Luther's place.
He could. In their native habitat, they often touch...
Shut up, Stuart. You know, that's a good idea. I never even thought of that. Dogs and cats do that all the time. He could be at Luther's right now.
I hope so. A tropical bird like that will never survive a Minnesota night.
Another branch of hope there, Stu? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Christine, you're going to stay here. You can answer phone calls. I'm going to go over to Luther's. I want you guys to keep an eye out at the railroad stations and the airports.
What?
I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Just keep looking. I just want everybody to know right here and now that this is officially the worst weekend I have ever had. Sunshine! Sunshine! Are you there, baby? Hey, Sunshine. Yeah, Sunshine. Come on. Sunshine. Come on.
Yeah, hello.
Is this, Luther Van Damme?
No, this is a friend of his. Can I take a message?
Would you know if he's missing a big green bird?
Yeah, a parrot. Don't tell me you found him.
Damn thing landed on my shoulder. Almost gave me a heart attack.
Great, well, I've been looking for that bird all day. Hey, where are you?
I'm calling from a phone booth, behind Guy's Market.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Hey, wait a minute. How about the reward?
Well, reward, yeah, well, $50.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, I could probably sell them for twice that.
Well, okay, I'll give you 100.
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to give you more than $100. I mean, it's not even my bird. And the only reason I'm giving you anything is because Luther happens to be my best friend, and it's my fault the bird's gone.
Oh, I didn't know you were in a pickle. How about $500?
$500? How about you forget it, pal?
Okay.
No, wait, hold. Wait, sir, hold it. Hold. Oh, jeez. Idiot! You had the bird, why'd you have to bargain? God. Oh, please be here. Hello?
Hi, Hayden.
Luth?
Yeah?
What are you calling for?
To see how such I was doing. Christine said you'd gone over to my apartment. How come?
I mean, how come? Sunshine was not happy at my cabin, Luther.
He's just probably upset because I'm not there. Let me talk to him.
Talk to him?
I just put the phone up to Cage. It sounded my voice will probably calm him down.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, okay. Okay, phone's going over there right now, Luz. Here we go. Okay, but it's right, just a second now. Okay, phone's in the cage, Luz. Sunshine, come on, easy. Oh, boy, he's real excited, Luz. I think he knows it's you. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Sunshine. How's my birdie? How's my birdie?
Hayden?
Yeah, right here, Luke.
How come he's not saying anything?
What's he supposed to say?
Every time I say, hi, Sunshine, how's my birdie? He says, no hope. If he doesn't say no hope, then something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, maybe I just had the phone too far away from the cage, Luke. I tell you what, I'll put a little closer here and you talk to him. Just speak a little louder if you wouldn't mind.
Hi, Sunshine. How's my birdie? How's my birdie? How's my birdie?
No hope.
How's that, Lou?
Doesn't sound like himself. I think I better come home.
Oh, no. Come on, don't come home. No. Everything's fine here. Sunshine just misses you. That's all. Believe me, everything is fine. You don't need to worry about a thing. And listen, thanks for calling, Lou. And I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Thanks. Bye.
Wait a minute, hey.
No hope. Oh, come on, Luther. Hello.
Well, cheapskate. Have you had enough time to reconsider?
Thank God it's you. Yeah, okay, I'll pay you $500.
I don't think so. The market's going up. But $750 or no bird.
$750? Man, I'm fighting why ought I... Hayden, easy. Okay, $750 it is. Gotta go to the cabin and get some cash. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Okay.
$750 for a stupid bird! Man, Luther, you are so much trouble. No wonder your father left you.
Hey, Bud, over here. Right this way. Here. Come over here. Here. Did you bring the money?
You got the parrot?
Hey, not so fast. I know you. You're, who?
Yeah, Hayden Fox.
Right, the coach. Hey, you're a rich guy. I want a grand.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I know how much coaches make. I want $1,000 or no deal.
Come, hey, give me the parrot!
Hey, take it easy.
This car is a classic.
I'm not going to give you $1,000.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on, wait a minute. Turn off the engine. Turn it off. I didn't mean I wouldn't give you $1,000. I mean, I don't know if I got $1,000. I mean, I just left home, you know, with my little money sock. I gotta count it. $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900. Hayden, what the hell are you doing?
Keep on going.
10, 11, 12.
I'll take that.
$1,200?
Unless you got more. Hey, what color is that sock?
Blue, why?
I'll take that, too.
All right, now give me the bird. Oh, come on. Wait a minute, I don't have any money.
No.
No. Well, how did this happen? Well, Hayden, that's how it happened. God. Okay. Come on. Everybody out. Come on. Shoot. Shoot. Well, this is doing a lot of good. Shoot. Boy, look at you guys. Get out of here. Oh, come on. Shoot. Look, Fetchy. Hey! Fetch! Up bimbo, Fetch! What are you doing here?
Look, I'm coming to find you. Are all these Luthers?
No, I opened the stupid window and they all flew in.
How do we get them out?
I don't know. Maybe if I wash my car and put it out back, they'll all land on top of it.
I thought you were going to call me when you got sunshine.
I didn't get sunshine. I gave the guy $1,200. He took my sock and he just drove off.
Why would he do that?
Because he's not a great guy, Christine. Jeez, I've been looking for the guy for an hour and a half. He's gone. My sock's gone. The money's gone. The bird's gone. Oh, God. This day just couldn't get any worse. Yeah, wrong again.
What's the matter?
Either I just sat on a tube of toothpaste or a bird's been on the couch.
Holy.
Luther.
What are you doing here?
Well, I got worried about sunshine, and I thought, what are all these birds doing here?
They flew in through the window, Luke.
Oh. Anyway, after our conversation on the phone, I told Dauber I've had the windows open before. This never happened.
Well, Luke, there's something I got to tell you. Now, it's not very easy, so I think maybe you better sit down.
Oh, God, some sent a sunshine.
No, it hadn't.
Oh, God. Oh, God, my bird! My best friend, my life, what happened?
No, nothing's happened. Sunshine is fine.
Where is he?
He's in a Volkswagen.
He's where?
Yeah. Okay, listen, after you left this morning, I went outside to get the paper with sunshine on my shoulder. And I bent down to pick up the paper. He took off.
What's he doing in a Volkswagen?
Well, now, I'm getting to that, okay? I came back here thinking that if I opened all the windows, sunshine might come back. And while I was here, a guy called on the phone, said he had sunshine, only wanted $1,000 reward.
That's all?
Yeah. Yeah, so I gave him the money, and he stiffed me, and he drove off.
Where's the Volkswagen come in?
He was driving a Volkswagen.
My bird?
No, the guy. Please.
I'm sorry. That bird's been kidnapped. I don't know what I'm gonna do without sunshine.
I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry. No, I'm more than sorry. I'm heartsick. You know, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, how do you think I feel? I don't know how I'm gonna go on. Everything in this apartment reminds me of my bird.
The only thing we can tell you is that we know how bad you feel.
Hell, you know how I feel.
Well, we've all lost things that we've loved.
Not me. I had my whole life set up so I wouldn't have to. Don't you see, that's the whole point of having a parrot.
Luther, you can't go through life and not suffer a loss. I mean, that's what life is all about. It's birth and death and everything in between. I mean, if you haven't experienced that, then you haven't really had a life at all.
He's right, Luther. It's a hard thing to hear, but I think what Hayden is trying to say is true.
I mean, all I can say is, you know, you're my best friend, Luther, and I'm sorry I had to bring this kind of pain into your life. I mean, I'm really sorry. I really am.
That's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. He wouldn't have been on your shoulder if I hadn't put him there. If he's gone, it's my fault. Guess after 48 years, he's wanted to go someplace else for a change.
I don't know if that's true.
You haven't lived with me for 48 years. I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to go someplace else. This is life's way of telling me that I need a change. This floor is ruined, didn't it? Well, I never thought this day would come, but if it's over, it's over. I guess it's time for Luther Van Dam to stand up and get a life.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you come back to the cabin tonight and stay with us?
Yeah, Christine's right, Luth. You shouldn't be alone tonight. I mean, not that you'd be alone here, but... should be with people, bud.
I'm sure when all the food runs out, the birds will leave. We'll come back tomorrow and help you clean up.
Okay. You two go on ahead. I'll be along in a few minutes. Sunshine?
No hope. No hope.
Sunshine, it is you. Hayden! Hayden, Christine, Sunshine's back. I don't have to get a life after all.